Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Time to talk some company results now with the financial institution that we're all very familiar with as South Africans. Africa's biggest lender by assets, Standard Bank, has reported its first half profits, seeing a slight decline, largely related to international exposure regarding China. But we will take a look as well into the intricacies and opportunities that still exist in the South African market. Telling us more about the numbers is the Group CEO of Standard Bank, Mr. Sim Shabalala. Always a pleasure to speak to you, sir.
Always good to chat to you. You're a highlight of the half year, always.
Fantastic. And it's been an interesting half year. The last time we touched base, it was largely focused on the geopolitics in South Africa. But whilst that has dissipated and calmed down slightly, much of the focus on your earnings has to do with your exposure abroad through ICBC, Standard Bank, in terms of China. Maybe let's just start there before getting into some of the details in the earnings.
Yes. So it's interesting that people have raised this because I think it's been incorrectly reported in my humble submission. So there's two things to think about when you think about China and Standard Bank. The first one is that we own 40% of a business called ICBC Standard Bank. It's a joint venture between ourselves and the Industrial and Commercial Bank of China. They own 60%, we own 40%. That business is a business which we used to own 100%. And we agreed with them that they would buy 60%, and at some point we would sell our 40% to them.
Mm-hmm.
That business made, for the full year of 2023, it made 1.2 billion rand. And for the half year, it made roughly 1.1 billion rand. And therefore, for the half year of 2024, it made 596 million rand.
Mm.
That is our 40% share of the business. It continued to make profits. 596 million rand is nothing to sneeze at.
Mm.
It's lower than it was in the first half of the previous year. And remember what was happening in the first half of 2023. There was an opportunity to take advantage of market volatility, and that's what traders do. That's the nature of this business, and it therefore made these large profits in 2023. So what I want to emphasize is that it made profits, but they were smaller than in the first half of 2023.
Gotcha.
The second aspect of the relationship with ICBC is that we do business with them, servicing Chinese clients with interest in Africa. Somebody wanted to buy a business selling locomotives, let's say. Somebody wanting to provide infrastructure in Kenya for the rail system there. Somebody wishing to buy a mine, etc. We also provide products and services for people wanting to trade goods from South Africa and Africa to China. For example, the Chinese love South African wine and aloe vera.
Mm.
And we help people who sell those goods with structures and products sell them into China. So those are the two, and we make money from both. So the notion that they had a big contribution to the downdraft in our numbers, I think, is false.
I'm glad that you've clarified that, and perhaps it speaks to the dynamic we often see in media. If it bleeds, it leads. But we certainly
it does.
Do
bad
see
news sells. Which is why I tell people they should read a book called Rational Optimism and get positive about our country.
Definitely. Certainly one that myself and the listeners will be taking note of, especially on the back of what you've just mentioned. And as you've mentioned, the earnings have actually performed well, especially from a group dynamic. Liberty has contributed strongly to these earnings. I find this so intriguing because it really does tell that there have been measures put in place to withstand the tough economic climate that we've been in locally and across the continent. High interest rates, inflationary pressures, but despite that, there's still a solid performance that has come through from your various divisions, specifically the retail end on personal and business banking.
Absolutely, Gugu. So can I just touch on the point you're making?
Sure.
The first one is the group made 22 billion rand in the first half, and that was 4% up in rand. The real interesting statistic is that because you're operating in 20 countries, of which South Africa is just one, a lot of those currencies where we earned that money, when converted back into rand, resulted in lower headline earnings for us. But if you simply take the local currency, those businesses together with SA were up 17%. It's an incredible outcome. It means this business is in good health. But the other way to think about this is to say, well, in that 22 billion rand, the Standard Bank of South Africa made 9.4 billion rand, which was 12% up. That's an astonishing outcome. So if you just take the South African operations run by Lungisa Fuzile, 9.4 billion rand, whereas the African operations made 9 billion rand compared to 9.3 billion rand the previous year. So you see that downdraft as a result of converting that local currency into South African rand.
Yeah.
What is the point of this? The point is that you're talking to a business that is a portfolio, because when I spoke to you in March, we were talking about a fantastic outcome from the African operations. Well, this half, we're talking about a fantastic outcome from the South Africans as opposed to the operations outside South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
At Liberty, you're 100% right. So the business called insurance and asset management, that business has made a fantastic contribution to our group. They made profits of 1.6 billion rand, and they were up 19%. They made a return on equity of 15.5%. But the beauty of all of this is the interesting statistic that they gave back in dividends to the Standard Bank shareholder. Since the transaction in Liberty was done, they gave 11 billion rand. Just shy, in fact, of 11.5 billion, 11.4 billion rand.
Mm.
So, yes, all of these businesses are doing remarkable things, and it's a real portfolio.
Definitely. I'm glad you mentioned that, because we are aware of the currency fluctuations that we have seen across the continent. And despite that, there's still been significant growth reported in your numbers. I'd like to come slightly closer to home when it comes to the South African market. And of course, perhaps what we have been seeing from a consumer base there. Again, looking at the increased level of discipline not only clients have had, but even the measures that Standard Bank has also taken to make sure that non-performing loans do not exceed the expectations that you've put in place, and you've adequately monitored your credit impairments as well.
Yes. So, you know, if you think about the high-level view, household credit growth in South Africa generally has been quite weak at just, you know, between 3% and 4%. It's continued to improve. So credit extension has continued to improve, but it's been quite anemic in the first half of the year. And that is also reflected in the Standard Bank book, where you're correctly pointing out that even though the market is sort of mid-single digits, just below mid-single digits, our growth is, you know, in the low single digits. Well, we've got the largest home loan business in the country. We are national champions in home loans, and that home loans book grew by 1%. Why?
Yeah.
Largely because you had new entrants and competitors increasing competitiveness, which frankly is good for our customers, but put a squeeze on our ability to grow that book. The other book that grew quite nicely actually was the vehicle and asset finance book. It grew at roughly 7%. But unsecured lending and credit cards did not grow as fast. Let me quickly add, though, that in contrast to the consumer, you saw corporates, you know, large companies and corporates grew at roughly 8%, is what we released in our book on page 14 in that slide. So corporates growing fast in large measure because of the structural reforms, particularly in energy and increasingly in logistics, but the consumer having a tough time of it because of the high interest rates and high inflation.
It certainly has been an intriguing environment, and one that will continue to have a lot of noise internationally in terms of the US elections, interest rate cuts, and some other geopolitical factors that we need to be mindful of. That brings me then, Sim, to ask you about the outlook for the remainder of the year in light of all these uncertainties that still exist.
Yes, so the outlook, you know, from a Standard Bank perspective, we think that, you know, we will see a decline in interest rates this half, probably a cut of 25 basis points and then another 25 later in the year. We think that GDP growth will be roughly 1.1% this year. And we think into next year, it's likely to be closer to 2%.
Mm-hmm.
Consensus amongst economists is that it will be 2%. Our economists think it will be slightly less than 2%. And then going into the year thereafter, 2026, we think it will be 2.1%. Why? Because we think that structural reforms will be taking root, so accelerated improvement in the electricity generation, transmission and distribution in South Africa, increased ability of exporters to get their goods to the ports and sell them, importers to get their goods into the country and sell them, improvements in the water situation, improvements in safety and security given the actions that are currently being taken, improvements in visas and work permits for people coming in and out of the country. All of these things will improve, in our view, both consumer confidence and business confidence, therefore more consumption by consumers, purchase of assets, and also, therefore, more investment by business and by government. And indeed, government expenditure will also increase in that scenario. You can sense from this that there is a rational optimist talking to you, believing that the country is well positioned for great things. Put it differently, our economy at $4 billion, growing at 1%, is okay, it's anemic. If it grows at 2% or 3%, it's a game changer. Very exciting.
Very exciting. I love the level of confidence, as you say, as a rational optimist, and reminding us as many South Africans to read that book and find a greater sense of seeing the silver lining and opportunity that does exist in the market. Sounds like you're also quite confident in, I guess, the political structure and standing of South Africa, that the mandate is clear, the leadership has been appointed, and there's a heightened level of camaraderie and partnership between business and government.
Well, Google, yes. So forget the political party, forget what they say. Mm-hmm. Let's just look at the agreement they entered into and look at what was the outcome of the Lekgotla. Continued commitment to the constitution, continued commitment to the rule of law. Very good for business, because you can then rely on people to meet their contractual obligations and you can run your businesses. Commitment to accelerating the projects in Operation Vulindlela. I won't repeat them. Those were the ones I was referring to a little bit earlier, which will help us drive this GDP growth to above 2% and get it towards 3%. Commitment by South Africans to make a plan. I mean, it is remarkable the capability of South Africans to solve problems, whether it be small businesses or large businesses. And I can give you such a large number of examples of our small entrepreneurs just doing incredible things and even exporting, which is very, very exciting. And so if that trajectory continues, it will be good for consumers, it will be good for businesses, consumer confidence, business confidence, and will therefore be good for growth.
Fantastic.
Increased job creation, South Africa becomes a very exciting country.
Very true, and much needed, and optimism required right across all stakeholder groups to make sure that it does happen. Mr. Shabalala, we'll leave it there for today, but looking forward to engaging your colleagues and counterparts into the different nuances in the numbers and really finding some opportunities and growth for SMMEs as well in South Africa. Thank you again for your time
this
evening, sir.
Thank you very much. Always fantastic talking to you, Kuku. Thank you.
Likewise. Do take care. That's Sim Shabalala, the Group CEO of Standard Bank.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.